It's always Donnie's fault.
Yes, it is.
Speak now.
Yes.
Is he really talking now?
Yes, he's allowed to talk now.
I know. I did. Come on, man. Let's start over. Let's start over. I want to do the tradition. Let's start over. Let's X all this out.
Too late. Let's go.
Come on. It ain't too late. We only in the beginning, the intro. Come on. Hi, no. I'm Tricky Mick. And right along me is Hard Rocking Guy.
No, you did it wrong. If you're really going to do an intro like Tricky, you got to go like that. Hello, everybody. My name is Tricky Mick.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 32 of Trophy Horrors. I'm your host, Tricky Mick. Alongside with me, Hard Rocking Guy.
Nah, go to the other guy first.
We don't have another guy. We fired him.
Nah, go to that other fool. I see him right there. He's sitting right there.
No, he's just sitting there. He's observing. He's not on the show no more.
No. Will you talk?
Donnie!
Huh?
Huh?
Jeez. Oh, introduce yourself, Donnie.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Donnie here, ready to do this T-Dub show all over again. Let's do this. Season 1, episode 32.
Ah, all right. And also with me, Hard Rocking Guy.
Hey, guys, what's going on? Hard Rocking Guy here. Very excited to be recording episode...
Your third.
Wait. No. Wait a minute. Wait. Donnie went second.
Yes, and he remembered.
What?
Yeah. Because I was kind of borderline third, so...
It go sit in the corner. There. Go sit in the corner again.
Okay.
I don't want you to talk. Go sit in the corner. You messed up something that we went 31 episodes with.
Well, technically, it was only 24.
You need to be quiet, too.
You know, I am mad. Let's start
Hey, did I tell you to talk? Go sit in the corner. Anyways, like I was saying, I was going to try to have a good episode 32... Since we apparently don't need to be telling each other the episode numbers again.
Donnie,
be quiet.
It's Donnie's fault.
It's always Donnie's fault.
Yes, it is. All right.
Let's go.
Yeah,
let's
I was going to say, are you done introducing yourself?
Just go.
All right. As we do every week, we give you an updated trophy count. We're going to start with the man in the corner, Donnie. Donnie.
That's right. You don't talk.
I can speak. I can speak.
No, you can't. No.
All right. So I guess we're going with Hard Rocking Guy first.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you can already tell the way this episode's going to go and everything like that. So. I'm at level 19, total count of 3,305 trophies and 24 platinums. Platinum infamous dose. So, you know.
And Donnie?
Speak now.
Yes.
Is he really talking now?
Yes, he's allowed to talk now.
Level 17, 2,376 trophies. Plat is 33.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm just all screwing up right now.
All right. And I'm level 17. I got a total trophy count of 2,713 trophies and 20 platinums. I added two more since last week.
Nice. What you got?
I finally got the infamous dose platinum.
Don't say it like me. Why are you always stealing my jokes all the time?
And I finally got the DCUO platinum.
Finally?
Finally.
Sweet.
After how long?
I checked. I got my first trophy on February 13th in that game. And
09.
You need to be quiet.
And
what's in the corner?
6 months later, I finally got the platinum.
Wow, it took you an entire 6 months to platinum.
Wow.
You do have to
Why are you talking?
You do have to take a month off because the PlayStation Network was down.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, my gosh, she's still talking.
Donnie, why are you talking?
Go.
Anyways, and the other platinum that you got was which one?
I got the Infamous 2 and the DCUO, and I am currently 3 trophies away from getting the platinum in L.A. Noir.
There you go again. L.A. Lenoir is L.A. Noir.
That's what I just said.
No, that's where everybody LA steals my jokes, Lenoir. Man. Everybody steals my jokes.
It's kind of like Lala Noir. It's not Lala Noir.
It's not Lala Noir. Didn't I get married to Carmelo? What's the matter with you?
Right, let's move on to what we are playing.
Yeah, 30 seconds. Go.
I'm currently playing L.A. Noir. And soon to be playing Duke Nukem.
Why?
Because you just can't sit down and play L.A. Noir all day. After you get finished playing it, you got to play some action packed. And Duke Nukem is funny. I'm not a first-person fan, as you all know, but is I can look past it
with the comedy. You did hear about all the problems with that game, right?
Well, what's all the problems? No, I didn't.
Oh, my gosh, he hasn't.
There's too much to list on this show.
Okay, well, is it anything hazardous to my system?
No, but you will probably break a controller in frustration.
Oh, okay. As long as it ain't causing no virus into my system, I'm good.
He's talked for too long already.
Oh, that was? Okay. Ed Hard Rock, what are you playing?
I am currently playing, I finished up Infamous, Infamous Dose. I got the platinum in that one. Actually, I got the trophies pretty easy, which I know Tricky was having a really hard time with one of them.
I wasn't having trouble. I just got frustrated with it. I had to go.
Yeah, they were pretty easy to get. Other than that, I am playing. I downloaded the new nap pack for Killzone 3, which is great because you get 4 maps for $5. Which actually you can buy the bundle on the store, which is like in total 8 maps for $10. Activision might want to take a note.
Yeah.
Other than that, I'm also playing the new Castlevania Lords of Shadow DLC, Resurrection.
Is it better than the last DLC?
I actually haven't finished playing it. Actually, to tell you the truth, I'm still in the middle of playing that. So, playing that. I picked up Mortal Kombat also.
Sweet. And
Shao Kahn has been pissing me off in that last fight. Because I don't like using Raiden all too much. You know, I don't mind using him, but I'm not like really familiar with his combos and stuff like that. And then, you know, like Shao Kahn at the end of Mortal Kombat is pretty much almost to the level of Seth in Street Fighter 4.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, like that bad.
That bad. That cheap, too? The way the cheap hits?
Oh, yeah. No. Shao Kahn has this, like, weird shield on him where he can turn, like, kind of, like, green, like a green shield. And you can go over there, hit him. And the shield will just kind of absorb it. And then he'll just, like, kind of knock you to the other end of the screen. And then he'll, like, run up to you and just, like, keep throwing you those hammers and the spears. And hammer, spear. And it just goes over and over and over again until you're like dead. And it sucks because when he does his X-ray move, it literally takes off like more than half of your energy bar.
Really?
Yeah, so it's like that. And I'm like, I was at the end of the story. I'm at that point and I was just like, ugh. I spent like probably like 15 minutes straight just playing it over and over and over again. Sometimes the matches would be like 30 seconds and it's boom, 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 you're dead. Round 2, boom, boom, boom. Oh, continue? Yeah, okay. And I'm no.
You just on a story? Try fighting 3 of them with the same life bar on challenge mode.
No, well, that's the thing. I finally stopped doing the story part and I was like, you know what? I haven't even played the challenges part. I haven't played the arcade ladder. I haven't played any of this other stuff. So I started going through all those things, but I haven't really like really got into the beef of the game. Other than that, I've been playing some more Left 4 Dead 2, which I love. A friend of mine actually gifted me, I can never know how to say this game, Terriara, something like that. It's a game off of Steam that's about $10, and it looks very 8-bit, very old school, but it's kind of a mix of like action RPG. So I'm actually installing that right now, to tell you the truth. And other than that, I've picked up a couple of more games. I was able to find the Tomb Raider HD collection for $20. I was able to pick up Brink for $23. I was able to find... I actually found Bulletstorm for $23. And luckily enough, EA went ahead and sent me two copies of the game.
Why they send you two copies?
I have no idea, but they send me two copies of the game, two different boxes. I opened it up, and I'm thinking like, oh, man, did I get charged twice? I looked at my statement. I looked at my bank account online. Only got charged for one.
So you're going to send me the extra copy, right?
No, I gave it to my brother, actually. He saw it, and he...
why do you give it to your brother? He's in the next room.
He already saw it, so that's why.
That's messed up.
We're going to play online multiplayer.
That's messed up. You're supposed to look out for your co-host.
Other than that, I think that's pretty much all.
You're talking way too much.
Yeah. Well, I have to because Donnie's not allowed to talk too much on this episode.
Oh, you're picking up his slack. Okay, yeah, I'm sorry.
Exactly. Yeah, as opposed to picking up your slack. Go ahead, man. What are you playing?
Actually, been playing two games on Steam. One.
Yeah, you're talking too much already.
One is the original Portal. I have to go back and play that. Yep. That was actually gifted to me on Steam by Latin Legacy, so I have to give him a shout-out. I know we don't do shout-outs early, but, you know, that was really cool.
See, there you go. Breaking another tradition, man. It's just all... This episode is all messed up, man. We haven't even gotten to the agenda.
And I've also been playing Poker Night at the Inventory. Now, if you guys are out there and you like poker games, I find it kind of funny. You're sitting at a poker table with Max... Strange Bad, The Heavy, and I don't remember the other guy's name. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, that guy.
But the conversations they have back and forth, it makes me laugh. I like playing poker. I also been playing Peggle Extreme on Steam. Trying to think of what else I've been playing.
Peggle.
Hey, listen.
Peggle Extreme, ladies and gentlemen, that's a shameful game of the week.
No, actually, Peggle Extreme is actually pretty fun.
Yeah, you would say that.
I'm done playing DC Universe. Actually, somebody's trying to talk me into going in and doing some level 30 raids. I don't know if I'm going to do that.
Why not?
Because I'm kind of worn out on the game, dude, honestly.
Well, you're worn out in the game. You only played, like, the first, like, up to the first level, the first 30 levels, and then you're like, okay, let me redo another character.
Yeah, well... Philosophy told me that basically going up to level 30 is the tutorial for the game. That, you know, I really haven't played the game, and I don't know what the game's about because I have stopped playing after level 30.
Oh my gosh, that makes it hard. That's worse. That's so terrible.
So I'm gonna have to go in and do that.
DCO Online could be this great, you know, MMO game that you have fun with, but you're so concentrated on the trophies. It's like, oh, no, I'm only going to play it up to this point. This point and restart.
Look how long it took me to get the platinum. and that's a platinum that I want to earn. I'm very proud of that one.
No. You should be proud of that one. I'm not giving you grief for getting the platinum or like that. I'm giving you grief for the fact of that this it could be this great game that you're not experiencing just because you're going for trophies.
Well, I mean, in all honesty, this is the way it started out. When I first got my first level 30 character, I really didn't, like, say, okay, I'm going to hit level 30, I'm going to stop playing, I'm going to play another character. I thought that, you know, a level cap had to be coming out, or a level cap raise had to be coming out soon. So I didn't want to keep doing missions and lose that experience where if I leave those missions for when the level cap raise comes out, I'll have, you know, all those experience. But... at this point, I'm just going to take one of my characters and just go for broke with them. I got to figure out which one I want. And I'm done playing Infamous 2. Like I said, I'm three trophies away from getting LA Noir Platinum. Other than that, I really haven't been playing anything else. Oh, and a big shout out to Sin Seeker. He game shared with me. He picked up Alice the Madness Returns. And, you know,
you couldn't play it.
Yeah, when you play the game, they give you the first game for free. He game shared it with me. I downloaded it. And instead of it being a separate download, it's labeled as an add-on. So you need the actual Alice 2 disc to play. So
yeah,
I told you that,
man.
You did not tell me that.
I told you that.
Hard Rocking Guy, I hope you can remember a few episodes ago. It might have been back in the behind-the-scenes talk when we was talking. But I said, when we were talking about the thing, what is that? It's another game that came out where you needed a disc and play. I mean, to play that other game. But anyway, we were talking about it, and I said, I re-brung up the Alice in Wonderland, and I said that you would have to play, you had to play the disc in order to play the first one. Go back a couple episodes ago, and well, you're not going to admit it anyway.
No, no, listen. I went back to prove you guys wrong. You go back and listen to an episode.
But I'm saying, I believe it's like in a...
But Donnie, listen to
me. I'll go back and check.
And if you find it, you let me know, and I'll patch it into this week's show at this point. Now, if you don't hear anything at this point, that means Donnie was wrong, and you couldn't prove it to me.
No. But I know I said it, but like I said, it might have been in the behind-the-scenes talk where get cut out.
Hard Rock's got all the behind-the-scenes talk, so... All you got to do is tell him what episode it is and have him send you the behind-the-scenes talk.
All right.
I think both of you guys are talking too much. We need to move on.
Yes, we're going to move on. I'm going to say right off the bat, I don't know a lot about these topics this week. So, again, like...
When is that ever different than any other week?
Yes. I was just about to say
any
that.
Any of us.
So, I'm going to...
Speak for yourself. What are you talking?
I'm going to let my two co-hosts carry the burden this week. First thing we have is I'm going to go to Hard Rock with this. Journey Online beta starts next week. Tell us about that.
Journey? Donnie, do you know what Journey is?
Is it the band from the 70s?
No. See, why are you talking?
You asked a question.
I'm talking to the other fool in the corner.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll shut up now.
Yes. Donnie?
Is it a thing where you take a long adventure?
Kind of something like that. Journey is a new upcoming game come from that game company, the makers of Flow and Flower. Did you know that?
Ah, yeah. I knew that.
Yeah, of course you knew that. Anyways, supposedly that the online beta is going to start coming on for this game. What, that he knew that?
Yes.
Of course he didn't know.
Yeah.
I didn't know Flower made it.
Yes, they made Flower, they made Flow. They actually made a PC game called Cloud, too, if you can actually find it. It's actually kind of interesting if you play it.
I'm sorry to derail you, but did you realize what Donnie just said?
What?
He's aware that Flower made the game.
Go back to the corner.
No, the people who made Flower. The listeners know what I be talking about, man.
We don't know what you're talking about. That's
okay,
the problem.
But the listeners know. The listeners know. It's not about what y'all know. It's about what the listeners.
Go back to the corner. Anyway, Journey is a new upcoming game coming from that game company. The online beta is supposedly going to start because this game is supposed to be an online multiplayer game. It's not going to be deathmatch or anything like that. They actually said it's going to be kind of a very unique experience, which a couple of people have tried it already, and they actually said that some people are actually in the beta right now as we speak. Now, according to that game company on their Twitter feed, they said details are going to be for a very limited beta, and they might come as soon as you're listening to this episode, coming out on their Facebook page and on the PlayStation blog. So I'm very excited for this. I really hope to be in the beta because I really haven't found out too much information on what exactly this game is. Because I mean, I'm a big fan of that game company. I liked Flow. I like Flower. Like I said, I have a copy of Cloud for the PC and one like that. So I'm hoping to maybe somehow sneak my way into this beta.
All right.
Yeah.
Hard Rock just dropped a knowledge bomb on us. Let's move on to the next topic. Lutzik, a hacker suspect, been arrested by the FBI and Scotland Yard. Little backstory with this, a couple weeks ago, we didn't report this, but, the arrests were made in Spain, I believe it was. Three arrests were made, three hackers associated with, quote, that were rumored to be associated with the PlayStation Network hack were arrested. And now, here we go, hearing that a hacker from the group Lutzink has been arrested for the same reason. Donnie, why don't you tell us about this?
Well, 19-year-old Ryan, what's his name, Cleary?
Cleary, yeah, you can call him Cleary.
Ah, I sounded it out.
All right, yeah, come on.
Yeah, 19-year-old Ryan Cleary was apprehended, you know, because... Up in Scotland. Scotland Yard and FBI.
Up in Scotland.
The rest came after a group.
Oh, my God.
All up in Scotland. The rest came after a group claimed to have hacked and taken down the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency website.
Okay, I'm sorry, Don. You do realize Scotland Yard is not in Scotland, right?
Hey, I don't know. No, I don't know.
Scotland Yard is the police in England.
Okay, we're up in Scotland Yard.
Oh my god.
Oh my lord.
He's up in Scotland Yard police facilities.
The opinions and comments made by one Donnie or not.
Don't say the disclaimer. Or, you can't say it right. Be quiet.
Well, please do it, as we need to say this.
No, Donnie, finish what you're saying with your Dane. Hurry up.
Man, he got arrested, man, for doing no things on the computer. You shouldn't be doing that. Hacking.
Yeah, actually, their website, Let's Sig or whatever it's called, one like that, they opened up a hotline which their fans could call in and, you know, kind of suggest other targets that they wanted that they wanted them to attack next and stuff like that. I mean,
so I basically know, it was a terrorist hotline.
Well, then I guess you can kind of call it a cyber terrorist hotline. I mean, it's kind of messed up that it's like, hey, here's the 800 number. Go ahead and call us. What do you want us to hack next? You know, that's kind of screwed up because, I mean, these people are messing with people's, you know, information and all this other stuff and everything like that just because they think they can go and they can do all this other stuff and like that. I mean, you know, they've already hacked, you know, Nintendo, Bethesda. How do you say it?
Bethesda.
Bethesda. There you go. I can never say that name. They had already hacked the Minecraft server, also the one with League of Legends, you know, the Escapist for EVE Online too and one like that. So,
but what is the really point of these game companies? Why don't y'all just take down some really big fish like
the CIA?
After the CIA or whatever.
They did. That's what caused them to get tracked down.
Well, most of these hacks is done to like game companies, right?
No. These guys are just hackers in general. I mean, they weren't just hacking, you know, Sony and Nintendo and all this other stuff. I mean, they were actually trying to hack, you know, the CIA and all this other stuff and everything like that.
Well, okay, all right. Go down for hacking somebody like that. Don't go down for hacking Nintendo.
Oh, yeah. You can hack Nintendo. It's okay. I like that. I'm just saying.
If it was me, I'm not about to go down because I done stole a 35-cent pack of gum. I'm going to go down because I stole a few meal. You know, I ain't about to go to jail for nothing. Prison for nothing. That just... Continue.
All right.
Moving on. Totally this already.
Yeah, just a little. Speaking of hacks, recently Microsoft's CFO, what is a CFO? Chief Financial Officer?
I guess, yeah. It would be the Chief Financial Officer.
All right. He has come out saying that, and this is a duh statement, Sony hacks are very bad for the industry.
Duh.
What?
Yes.
Whoa, where did he okay. Get that from? I'm the CFO of a big multi-million-dollar company. I'm just gonna say that our competition getting hacked is very bad for the industry. Well, no crap. No shit.
No. It's not no crap. It's no shit, Sherlock.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said. I was like, no shit. It was like, you know, you think something like this is gonna bode well? I mean, it's only a matter of time before, you know, it's like, oh, we hacked this one company. Hey, look, there's these other two. Let's go for this one. Anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You want to know this guy's name that said this?
It's probably going to be something weird, but go ahead.
Dennis Durkin.
Oh, of course.
Durkin. His exact quote was, it's bad for the industry that this has happened to Sony. It's very, very bad. It's very damaging. So we don't wish that upon anybody. And you've seen we've been quiet on the subject because we don't want to appear to be even looking to be taking advantage of somebody else's situation like that. That's just not in our DNA. Correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't he trying to profit off of it now?
Well, I remember during that the first time the PSN was taken down, you know, all Xbox users were given a free weekend of Xbox Live.
But, yeah, I remember that too.
But I'm sure that was just a big coincidence. Anyway, getting back to what you said, I mean, like we said, you know, of course it's bad whenever somebody, you know, in the same demographic gets hacked or one like that. You know, it's never a good thing whenever a company gets hacked. So, I don't know.
All
right. Let's just move on. Let's just move on.
Yeah, you know, to be honest, I'm getting tired of all these hacking talks because it's just the more we talk about it, the more publicity we give them, the more they get what they're looking for. And personally,
yeah, let's move on. Yeah. Let's move on.
All right, now we have some good news for our listeners in Europe.
The thousands and thousands of you.
Yes.
Hey, you know what, to tell you the truth, Donnie's actually very big in Yugoslavia.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Him and David Hasselhoff could have a good time there.
That's, hey, we do all the time.
All right, three bundles were announced. The first being the Uncharted bundle, which is going to include the first game and the second game.
Well, I hope so. That's
and, and it's also going to include a dynamic theme and an avatar, all for $40.
Not bad.
Yeah, I think that's a good deal for anybody that has not had the games. I saw a comment that somebody said they'd be interested in getting the bundle now, you know, repurchasing the games if they actually included all the DLC for Uncharted 2. But I don't see that being announced, so I don't want to comment on that.
That would actually be a good deal if Uncharted 2 was the Game of the Year edition.
Yeah.
If they included into it. Because you would get all that DLC for free. But anyway, smooth. And?
And the other bundle, the next bundle they announced was the Resistance bundle, which is also coming to North America on July 5th.
That one was kind of a ripoff though, but I don't know.
Yeah, it's gonna include the first two games and a Resistance 3 skin, which is the same thing that North America is getting. So, you know, we talked about that before. You know, it's really not anything special to it. I mean, they're not even putting trophies in the first Resistance game.
No, but the other thing about it is that you can go out and buy the first game and the second game already, probably like in total for about $25. So I don't know why anybody would want to get this bundle pack. But anyways,
the last bundle they have is a Ratchet and Clank bundle, which is going to include Tools of Destruction, A Crack in Time, and it's going to have some bonus avatars and a Ratchet and Clank all for one dynamic theme.
That's not bad.
Man, I want that Ratchet and Clank. I wish I was coming to America.
You haven't played Tools of Destruction and Crack in Time?
Yeah, I played all of them, but I actually have
Tools of Destruction still wrapped in plastic.
But you know what? Hold on. You said Tools of Destruction and Crack. That's it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, my bad. No, I'll take that back.
Well, Quest for Booty was actually released on a disc in Europe, but they're not going to include it into this bundle. So.
But not a Quest for Booty either, because I thought I was... I don't know what I was hearing. I thought I was hearing.
You probably were thinking of a Ratchet and Clank HD remake collection.
Yeah, you're thinking
like
them redoing all the PS2 games.
Yeah, you know what? S that out. I already got that.
All right.
Which I'm actually surprised that, you know, they haven't actually outsourced it to somebody.
I'm pretty sure that the next time they come out with I see a pattern going on. When they're releasing the next game in a series, they tend to come out with all these collections. You know, so everybody can get caught up. I'm not gonna claim that I, you know, predicted it, but I did say that, you know, we're probably most likely gonna see a Metal Gear HD collection, you know, close to the time of when Ryzen was gonna get released.
Yeah.
I just see a growing trend with this. When you have the next big game coming out, they're coming out with all these HD collections, like the, you know, the Sly collection, the Ico and the Shadow Colossus collection. You know, this is gonna be an ongoing trend. So, you know, if you see one of those games that you haven't played yet and you're thinking about picking up, I would say wait until, you know, it's closer to the time the next game's gonna come out, and you probably get an HD collection being announced for it.
Yeah, I read a comment on saying, "Am I the only person tired of buying these HD remakes time and time and again?" Well,
buying something that makes you tired over and over.
Exactly. I was going to say, I was going to answer that with a hard rocking guy answer saying, dude, don't buy it then.
All right. All three of these bundles are going to be coming out July 22nd in Europe. And like we said before, the Resistance bundle, if you're thinking about picking it up, is coming to North America on July 5th. Do we have any more comments about this, gentlemen, or do you want to move on?
No, hey,
move on.
Nah, just move on.
All right. Hard Rock, this is definitely going to be your topic because I know that you know the most about this, and I'm going to be straight up, I don't know a damn thing about it. All right. The next thing we have is Child of Eden. Hard Rock, what do you know about Child of Eden on the PS3?
Yeah, Child of Eden was a game that they showcased, I believe that they showcased on the Microsoft E3 press conference this year. They showed it for, was used for Kinect. It's actually being made by the people, by the creator or the designer of Rez. Anybody ever who remembers that game? I would say his name, but it's Tetsuya Mizuguchi.
Pull a Donnie.
Something like that.
Pull a Donnie.
Yeah. A what?
I said, don't pull a Donnie.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to try it.
You should always try, man. You never know what you can do unless you try.
All right, stop derailing them. Go ahead.
It was actually done at Ubisoft's E3 press conference back in 2010 for use with Xbox 360. I remember a lot of people on Twitter were like, oh man, Child of Eden coming out on 360. And with the marketing that some people have seen, a lot of people thought that it was going to be an exclusive to the 360, but it's actually coming out on the PS3 later on. You know, not that many people know about it like that. And a lot of people were kind of wondering, just like, well, did Microsoft buy the exclusive, you know, the exclusivity, you know, for the game or anything like that? The people who are actually working on the Q Entertainment have actually said that they are working on a PS3 version and will be coming out, I believe, sometime in September. He said that the reason why that they're working on the 360 version right now is because they only have a team of like 30 people. So, you know, they said that they wanted to finish the game. They wanted to get it done. But now that they've already, you know, pretty much already taken care of it or one like that, now the studio is working on the PS3 version. So I just remember a lot of people always saying, you know, like, oh, man, Child of Eden. And the other cool thing is that they actually said that the PS3 version will have some, quote unquote, really cool extras, which, you know.
What kind of extras are we talking here?
Yeah, well, it's pretty much, I'm thinking, going to be just like the basic extras. You know, it's going to be, oh, 3D support, move support, blah, 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 blah type of stuff and like that. So I just thought it was interesting because, like I said, a lot of people were, you know, thinking it to be, you know, like I said, a 360 exclusive. But, you know, it'll be interesting when it comes out. Now, whether or not it'll be any good, that'll be a totally different thing. So.
All right. Donnie, do you have anything to say about Child of Eden?
Is that from the Bible?
All right, the next thing we have to talk about is we brought some good news to our listeners of Europe. Now I have to bring some bad news. PS3 Mortal Kombat DLC in Europe has been delayed by quote-unquote technical issues. Donnie, tell us about this.
Wait. No. Why don't you tell us what these technical issues were?
I really don't know exactly the technical issues, but I'm going to read this real quick just to try to give as much information because I'm a little confused as I read it myself. It said, it looked like Scarlet's bloody journey into Mortal Kombat has been a tough one. Downloading the new fighter has been tricky to European PS3 owners, specifically because Scarlet was never added to the PlayStation Store. Rather than Scarlet, the latest update featured a new costume pack, which was listed nearly twice the price as the same pack in the United States. Warner Brothers has responded to the issue on Twitter, stating that some, quote, technical issues, unquote, caused the problem and that Scarlet will not be available until next week. Furthermore, the price of the costume pack will be corrected to £3.19 in the UK and £3.99 for the rest of Europe.
Meanwhile, something like that.
Meanwhile, in North America, users have been reporting that the Combat Pass isn't functioning on Xbox Live. Once redeemed, the Scarlet appears on Xbox Live for 1,200 Microsoft points, which is roughly about $15, which is three times the standard price, instead of being free. They've contacted Warner Brothers about the issue. In the meantime, NetherRealm Studios community manager Rigo Sortez has posted a workaround on Twitter stating that if the Scarlet DLC is incorrectly showing up as 1,200 Microsoft points in the game store, exit the game, go to the XBL store through the console. It's been updated to state that the problems have been fixed for the American Xbox Live users and everybody else should be coming soon.
You're talking too much, Ernie.
Yes. All right, gentlemen. What do you have to say about the press release I just read, because you know I do my thing.
Well, I'm confused about what you just said.
Basically, what happened was something technical happened in which Scarlett, instead of being listed as $5, it was listed as $15. Now, in pounds, I don't know the exchange rate, but apparently it was posted for 3 times the standard price instead of being free. You know, for anybody that bought bought it on Xbox Live with the Combat Pass. But, for some reason in Europe, it was listed that way. In the United States, we didn't have the price of it. Or we didn't have the problem of it being listed 3 times the price. We just didn't have it show up.
How come it's not 3 times the price? They're doing the Call of Duty overpricing add-on, man. $5 for a character? That's ridiculous.
Standard price.
But
no, it's like $2 for characters in most games. In every game I didn't heard of.
Yeah, there's other games that charge you less, something like that. I'm not trying to say it's the cheapest one. Anyways, we're talking about this too much.
All right, let's move on to
the next game's a lot better.
Yes.
I'll say that.
You know what? Since you are a big fan of it, I will let you lead into it.
About what?
The next topic.
The next topic on the agenda?
Yes, sir.
Where Gabe Newell has said that Portal 2 has sold 3 million copies since launch?
3 million copies.
3 million copies. That's actually spread over the 360, PS3, and PC.
And so. Steam.
Yes, that's why I said PC.
Oh, well, I didn't. It is. Okay, go ahead. Never mind.
Quiet, noob.
No, I was going to ask. Can you buy the game outside of Steam?
Yes. Like retail standalone copies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's the same way like the Orange Box. You know, you could be able to buy it, separately. I mean, you didn't have to go through Steam,
Speaking of the Orange Box, I mean, Dorelli, did you hear that Valve is relaunching Team Fortress 2?
Mm-hmm.
As a free-to-play title?
Mm-hmm.
I know that makes you happy. Okay, back.
Actually, that kind of pissed me off a little bit because I already paid for it. The damn
game. All right.
I paid for the damn game already, but
Let's get back to Portal 2. 3 million copies sold.
3 million copies sold. Yep.
That's very impressive.
That is very impressive. I mean, Portal 2 came out when? At the top of my head, March. Months? Yeah, about March.
I thought it was 3 months. Yeah, 3 months ago.
Yeah, it's about March. March, April, May. We're in June. Whoa, that's actually 4.
Yeah.
Would that be 4? 1, 2, 3. Okay, 3 or 4 months. Anyways, like that. We can't do math on this show, so.
Nope.
So anyway, Donnie's rubbing off. Hey, man, 3 million copies for Portal 2. I mean, the game is phenomenal. I mean, everybody loved it. I mean, it was getting high scores everywhere. I'm surprised it hasn't actually sold more, than 3 million copies. But I'm pretty sure like 1 million of those were people who bought the PS3 version, redeemed the PC code and then traded it back in. Yeah, traded it back in.
That's actually how I played it, by somebody that did that.
I know.
But I'm actually going to go out and buy Portal 2 just for the fact that when the DLC comes out, because I got to say I'm now hooked on Portal 2.
It's fun, isn't it?
I love that game.
It's fun. I told you, it's fun.
Especially when you were playing the online co-op.
Mm-hmm.
That was absolutely hysterical.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I'm very happy that I got the first Portal, because I'm playing through that. Because I want to go back and actually beat Portal 2 again, just to see all the Easter eggs that I missed.
Kind of understand a little bit more.
Yeah, because, not spoiling, but the end of Portal 2, everybody was saying it was so epic and it was so, not seen, not expected. It just didn't make that much sense.
What, the ending?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the ending was just cool because of the fact that it,
Don't spoil it.
I'm not going to spoil it, but who would have ever thought about doing that at the end? You know what I mean?
See, to me, it doesn't seem like that big of a deal. But I guess that's
You don't think doing that is a big of a deal? You don't think if you were to do something like that in real life?
Well, yeah, but I don't know. Let's move on because we're going to turn into a spoiler talk. All right. The next thing we have is We're talking about a lot of copies sold. This is a little bit more impressive. L.A. Noir, which is going to... was just
You did it again.
I did not.
You did. L.A.
Yeah, Noir. You did.
Did I do it?
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, it's coming to the PC. That was just recently announced. But also announced was 4 million copies have been sold on the PS3 and the Xbox 360.
Got your portal beat.
That
quiet
is a little bit, that is a little bit more impressive.
Yeah, it is impressive because the game is way better than what I thought it was gonna be. Like I said, I'm playing it now. Earlier I said what games we were playing, I'm playing it now, and if you heard last episode, I kind of like bashed it slightly, but after I got past my first interrogation, it just kind of opened it all up to me. I like it a whole lot more now. It's really sweet, man. Y'all should get a hand. I could see why it sold 4 million.
They also, I just, under the deadline, I bought the Rockstar Pass, which was $10. And it lets you get all future DLC for free. So I'm going to be getting all the DLC cases. Because I've already gotten 100% of the trophies in one of the missions. Because, you know, I don't want to go too much into it. But I thought it was pretty cool because the cases, you know, when you play the game, you have different desks. You have an arson desk, the vice desk, the homicide desk, and I'm missing one.
Traffic?
Traffic. Thank you, Donnie.
No problem.
But the DLC comes down in, you know, a certain case for a certain desk that you play on. And I actually, because, you know, I pre-ordered the game and whatnot, I got the DLC for the Naked City, which was a vice case. And it was pretty cool because I actually launched into the DLC as part of the missions without any kind of having to pause, go, you know, say, I want to play that case. It just launched right into it. So if you have all the DLC and you haven't played the game yet, you automatically play the DLC without having to transition to it. It automatically does it as part of the game, which I thought was pretty nifty and pretty cool.
How? Wouldn't that kind of like mess up the storyline?
No, because the case fits right into where the storyline is.
So you're doing a vice case even though you traffic.
No. What I'm saying is, you have the five cases on the vice desk.
Uh-huh.
Okay? You have the DLC, which is a vice case, which actually becomes the sixth case for that desk. So as you play, if you already have it downloaded, it transitions into the DLC, and then once the DLC is done, it goes back to the disc-based missions, and you never even realized you did that.
Oh, all right. I got it.
So that was pretty cool. I mean, I didn't play the console car case yet, but I think it's pretty cool that they to do it. Actually, you know what? I don't know if it's the console car case or the badge pursuit challenge, but they give you actual, like, you know, 35mm film, you know, that you have to hold up and solve the case using the film. It's not just in the game.
Oh, that's, I haven't gotten nothing like that.
This is pretty cool. I like this.
I want to do that.
And, you know, my girl is a, you know, she works for a photography studio, so she's actually going to go get me these pictures developed for free. But
I think we're spending too much time on this already.
That's only because you haven't played it. we actually finally have a topic that me and Donnie can talk about. And you're just getting jealous.
Besides Hannah Montana?
So go.
Besides crappy games that you guys can get easy.
You were jealous of the Hannah, too. You were jealous of the Hannah.
Go sit in your corner, and we'll let you know when you can come out.
Quiet, noob.
Turn around.
Talk to me like that.
You're on timeout. Turn around and face the corner.
Shut up.
But Donnie, it's pretty cool, though.
Yeah, it really is cool. For a hard-rocking guy, it's coming to the PC soon.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's an all-around cool game. And I told you, it's not one of those games where you can sit down and play for a long, extended period of time. You have to do a case here and there, but after you get done with the game and you finish the final mission, it's pretty cool going back and finding all the landmarks, finding all the cars.
It's also doing, like, while you're on your way to your next person you're about to like question, like in the midst of that while you're driving, a caller coming on a police radio, and somebody's getting held up at a bank. And
yeah, I you know those little street cool. those street crimes. Yeah. There's 40 of them in the game, and I'm a little iffy on those.
I like them, man.
They're pretty cool. Don't get me wrong, they're pretty cool. But it's just like, you know, I want to solve the case. I don't want to go do a street crime. I actually did all the street crimes after I finished the game.
Well, I'm doing it in like mixture. When it comes on the radio, I do it. But I like to do it like that because of it. Kind of when you're getting tired of just sitting walking around looking for evidence, that'll like mix in together. Like, okay, I'm about to do some action past stuff now. So that's why I do it. But yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, this if you guys are interested in the game, just be aware this is not like Grand Theft Auto. It is not like Red Dead Redemption.
No.
It is not the typical Rockstar game. This is a pretty laid back game and it's pretty mellow. I mean, there was action, but I would say as compared to calm time to action, it's like an 80-20 split in favor of the calmness.
Okay, Hard Rocking Guy, for your entertainment, maybe you'll get it because it's coming to the PC later.
What?
Oh, okay. Forget it then.
All right. Donnie, I know that you weren't allowed to talk much, but I know you're going to be interested in the next topic. Beyond Good and Evil HD is coming to the PS3 this month. Tomorrow, as you're listening to this episode, June 28th. Tell us about this game. I know you like this game.
Oh, man. It is. I liked it. It's one of those PS2 underground games that not too many people know about or play, but you found it in the bargain bin, and it just so happened to be one of those excellent games. And this is, you know, you're a young lady photographer, and it's this weird, in this weird world where the government is taking orphan kids and turning them into aliens and stuff like that. But I don't want to give up too much about it for the people who's going to get it. It's really cool. The game combat system will really surprise you too. It's not just because you're a photographer. It ain't nothing like that. That Dead Rising stuff. You know, you playing a photographer and snapping shots and stuff like that. You do snap shots, but the combat anywhere is very nice, and it's lots of it too.
Yeah, I downloaded the demo about 3 weeks ago. Still haven't played it.
What?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Where did you get the demo from?
Oh, next topic. before we move on to the next topic, Hard Rock, do you have anything to say about Beyond Good and Evil HD?
No, not really. I, like I've said in earlier episodes, it was a game I tried to find. I tried to play. I could probably find it now for like $5, but. Maybe I'll pick up the HD one.
You sound like you just woke up.
Yeah, there was some boring conversation going on earlier, but whatever.
All right. Next conversation might liven up your spirits a little bit. Robin has officially been confirmed for Batman Arkham City.
Oh, no. They've changed the single player. Oh, no. Now they're going to add user-created content. Oh, no. They're going to add multiplayer onto it, too.
Hey,
the game's ruined. Sarcastic. It's over. It's ruined unless I can find some way to turn off the user-created content in-game.
All right. Tell us about this. Are you excited that Robin's going to officially be in Arkham City?
No, because I feel like, you know, that the game would be fine without it. It shouldn't be included. Just like user-created content.
All right. Let's be serious for a minute. We're done with that conversation. All three of us have that platinum. That game is done. Let's.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just making a statement.
All right.
But anyway, Robin is actually going to be the downloadable content, the exclusive DLC from, I believe it's Best Buy.
Yes.
Yeah, you see, you didn't even know.
Yes, I did. It's only exclusive for a little bit. It's not going to be a permanent thing.
Oh my gosh, it's going to break the game. So anyway, it's going to be exclusive from Best Buy. The only way you're actually going to be able to play as Robin is through the exclusive challenge maps anyways. He's not going to be coming out. At least at this point, they haven't said anything about him actually coming out in the game. So
And this is, and also this is only for North America. It has not been announced for European territories yet. So, don't say, don't quote us on that. But this is also not going to be Dick Grayson's Robin. This is going to be, I think it was Tim Drake.
Yeah, Tim Drake, yeah.
Other than that, Donnie, you have anything to say about that?
I just hope we don't make it story co-op.
Okay.
That's all.
All right. So that's going to bring us to the end of this episode. Gentlemen, we have any shout-outs? Let's start with Donnie.
Yes, I have a shout-out to everybody who's listening right now.
Hurry up so you can get back in the corner.
Right now at this moment so we can get back to the show.
All right. And Hard Rock, do you have any shout-outs?
I actually want to give a shout-out to a couple of people. I want to give a shout-out to Amigo Sniped, Jen Gammy, iKarma, InstaKarma, that is one like that. I want to give another shout-out once again to Mr. Jeff Hanna for the wonderful behind-the-scenes pictures that he's still providing to me.
The exclusive Satan Joe the Third.
Yes, exactly. I didn't want to say it like that to make it sound make him sound like he's giving us behind-the-scenes stuff for that game. But, yes, the exclusive behind-the-scenes stuff that he's still providing to us. Awesome, sir. Please keep him coming.
All right. And since Hard Rock forgot, I will give the shout-out. Donnie's mom and grandma. I also want to give a shout-out to Batman5273, who lost a very close member of his anatomy recently. My heart goes out to you, brother. I also want to give a shout-out.
Sorry.
I want to give a shout-out to Shanghai Sick, Six, Amigo Snipe, Philosophy.
Man, we cannot talk this episode.
I know. I gotta admit, I'm sweating my balls off here. It's really freaking hot in my house right now.
Man, you just said you're sweating your balls off, and then you... Oh, man. Just go ahead and say it. No one like that. Batman, this is for you.
All right. Other than that, gentlemen, I think we're done. Big shout out to Titanic Wang. Thank you for being on last week's episode. Thank you also for the iTunes shout out. Please, everybody, go to iTunes if you can. Leave us your comments and ratings. Also, hit up the ProvenGamer.com forums. We look forward to hearing from you. If there's nothing else, gentlemen, until next week, guys, happy trophy hunting.
Peace out.
Why are you still talking?